The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
It's the first day in the month of April. Good morning and happy new month to our esteemed listeners. Welcome to another educative question and answer episode of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Before the question and answer comes up, here's a quick rundown of transactions at the Nigerian equity market yesterday. Nigerian Exchange on Thursday closed on a positive note, occasioned by 1.90% growth in the share price of MTN. The All Share Index grew by 0.13% to close at 46,965.48 points from the previous close of 46,904.48 points. Investors gained 33 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.13% to close at 25.312 trillion naira from the previous close of 25.279 trillion naira. An aggregate of 256 million units of shares were traded in 4,227 deals, valued at 3.66 billion naira. The market breadth closed negative as 14 equities emerged as gainers against 30 equities that declined in their share prices. Meiya PLC led all the gainers with 10% growth, closing at 66 kobo from the previous close of 60 kobo. Azad Mansard and FBNH, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.72% and 6.90% respectively. Northern Nigerian flour mills led the price decliners, shedding 10% of the share price to close at 9 naira from the previous close of 10 naira. Nimet Pharmaceutical and Beggar Paints, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.55% and 9.33% respectively. Let's go on a quick break. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back and thank you for staying with us. Mr. Aruna Kebira, the MD CEO, Global View Capital Limited, is with me on the program this morning to respond to your questions. Hello, good morning, Mr. Aruna. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Good morning, Ruth.
All right, sir. We have quite a number of questions today. I doubt we can take everything, but let's see how far we can go. The first question, what's happening in Transcorp? Some are asking, is it share reconstruction or is it issued share capital that's been cancelled? What effect would whatever is going on have on the current earning per share?
What happened was that the regulators gave quoted companies a mandate to harmonize the disparity between their authorized shares and issue and fully paid shares by either cancelling it or finding a way of issuing it. And we know that the market, is, as we speak, is not conducive for such capital market activities. And we also know that going to the market to raise, to either issue as a right or go to the market to for public offer has its own attendant cost. So what they do was to find a cheaper way and more convenient way by capitalizing the difference between the authorized capital and the issued capital by issuing them as bonuses to their shareholders that already existed. Prescon is doing it in a ratio of 1 to 10. I think NPF is also doing it maybe in the ratio of 1 to 8 because they have about 735 million on issued shares, while Prescon have 100 million. I think that is exactly what is happening that is going across most of the quoted companies. I think the effect is that if they are issued, it will further dilute the shareholding because it will increase the share outstanding and dilute the earning per share going forward. Profit after tax will be divided by more than what we have share outstanding. So it's going to dilute the earning per share going forward. But it may not actually make so much impact if the company or the issuer can return any in commensurate with the increase in the share outstanding.
All right, let's take stocks to the next question. Tranex proposed a bonus of 1 for 16, no dividend for full year 2021. Industrial and medical gases approved bonus 1 for 5. Better glasses recommended 1 naira, 10 kobo dividend, and a bonus of 1 for 5. When considering stocks to be in my portfolio, which is better, bonus without dividend, bonus or dividend only, or both?
I think all of the above are important when you are thinking of taking a position in a stock. Capital appreciation, dividend, and script issues. But the only thing is that bonus issue is not a common place. It is common now because of what I earlier explained, that the regulators have given the issuers a mandate to bridge the gap between the difference between their authorized share and the issue and fully paid up shares. That is why we are seeing them try as much as possible to push those shares across to their shareholders. So when you are considering taking position in the stock, first of all, you look at, and it absolutely depends on your objective. Are you looking for growth company to put your money in, that is capital appreciation, that you know when you take position in this stock in another 3 months, in another 6 months, in another 9 months, in another 1 year, your condition will be better. All you are that depend on bonus. Maybe you are looking forward to every 6 months, you get interim and final dividend. But believe you me, in this market, if you miss dividend, you fall back. Or if you need capital appreciation, you fall back on dividend. But if bonus come in, better. But bonus is not a commonplace. So where is for every company that is giving bonus issue now, the price tend to react to that, but it's not what you actually look forward. Or it does not come every time.
All right, sir. The next question. I'm still learning this stock investment, though. But when you look at the dividends proposed by Transcorp and compare with one of the big companies like MTN, I think it's better. What do you think, Mr. Arena?
Transcorp proposed the dividend of 2 kobo, when the price was 1.7 kobo, which gives dividend yield as at that time to be 1.9%. While MTN declared the dividend of 8.37 kobo for a stock price of 205, resulting to a dividend yield of 4.1%. Relatively, the MTN proposed dividend outweighs that of Transcorp, is the same, 2 kobo to 1.7 kobo and 8.37 kobo to 205 kobo. That of MTN clearly beats that of Transcorp Alta.
All right, Sam. The next question. Please, have people gotten their money from the now delisted Dangote Flour? The registrar of this company is saying that the money meant for payment is with SEC. How can this be? Need more information on this, please.
You see, what happened in this industry is information. Immediately, that information was at the marketplace. A number of people went and filled their form, and they got their bank account credited with whatever belonged to them. But from the information that I gathered in respect of that, Christian registrar claims that their funded dividend in respect of that hotel flag is still in their possession and available for retrieval for those who have not gotten there. But the final payment to the shareholder in respect of the acquisition of Olam is with the SEC. But the problem is that when you present their case to them, they'll be able to put you in touch with SEC, and that portion of yours will be released to you. But I don't know why people should wait until now before they begin to pursue their payment from the registrar in terms of the acquisition of Dangote Flour by Olam. But the only thing is that I will ask the person to get across with the Christian registrar at Tony Man, and they will help you to get what is due to you.
All right, sir. This question is on WEMA. Please, why is it that our account is yet to be credited with the new restructured shares, even with the suspension lifted? And please, what is the implication of the reconstruction that happened in WEMA on the shareholders?
No, the WEMA-backed reconstructed shares were duly accredited to shareholders whose names appear in their register, and WEMA Bank was listed back on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange at the price of 276 kobo. If this person is yet to see the WEMA Bank in his CSS account, he should get in touch with a stockbroker who is going to resolve whatever issue that is there. What we have always said on this platform is that share reconstruction is actually not in the interest of the investors. That share has been listed back at 276 kobo. The question is how much earnings would Women Bank churn out from quarter to quarter that will be able to sustain that price at 276 kobo. If the earnings is not enough to sustain it at that 276 kobo, the price can find its way back to the price at which it was trading before. That is the implication of the reconstruction. If Women Bank can come out with earnings, that is also times 3 because the reconstruction was one for three. And they can also double up their earnings times 300%. There's every possibility that that price should be sustained. But if not, the price and earnings must always go in tandem. So the price will find its way to what the market believes will be the price in relation to the earnings of the organization.
All right, so moving on to the next question. Can somebody help me? I'm lost as to why Transcorp Hilton Hotel is listed separately from Transcorp International on the NGX when it is supposed to be part of Transcorp International.
In answer to that question, I would also like to ask a question. The question is, who determines what is supposed to be part of Transcorp? Is it the owner of Transcorp or the shareholders of Transcorp? Most of these arrangements are permissible under the law as governed by Companies and Allied Matter Act. If the board of Transcorp deem it fit for them to spin off the hotel out of the company and list it separately, it is their wish and it's permissible. Pronto. It's not you that will determine whether a Transcorp hotel is supposed to. What defines that? So if the board of Transcorp meet and they decide to spin off Transcorp hotel and list it separately, that is their wish and it's permissible. And there's nobody can do anything about that.
All right, Sam. The next question. Access isn't clear to me. Can you please explain the listing on both NASD and NGX? Also, what is the share capital of Access Bank listed on NASD and who are the shareholders now?
See, Access Holding Company is a public limited company, while the old Access is not a limited company. What was listed on the NGS is Access Holding Company, whose shares were allotted to the former shareholders of Access Bank PLC then in a ratio of 1-for-1. Access Bank PLC then was delisted and Access Holding Company was listed. The company that was listed on NASDAQ is Access Bank Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of Access Holding Company PLC. 35.5 billion units of Access Bank Limited were listed on the NASDAQ OTC, which the shareholders of Access Holding Company are not part of. Access Limited, like I said, is a wholly owned subsidiary of Access Holding Company, as well as others. The shareholders in old Access are not shareholders in Access Holding Company, and they are not shareholders in Access Bank Limited, which is listed on the NASDAQ OTC. So there are two different things. What is listed on NGX is the holding company, while what is listed on NASDAQ is Access Bank Limited, which the two are quite different.
All right, so quickly, your last word to our listeners this morning because our time is really fast spent.
We have just entered the second quarter of the year, and I believe that there are still outstanding dividend that are still in the market. For those that are looking for dividend, you should look out for those that take position. For those that are looking for growth stock, to look for those that have potential to grow, to take position in. My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
Thank you so much, Mr. Aruna, for your time again on the program today.
Thank you for always having me.
All right, I have to round off now as our time is fast spent. Don't forget that Finance and Investment to Watch on TV will be live on LTV 8, 10 p.m. on Sunday, channel 256 on DSTV and channel 90 on Go TV. Tune in and follow the conversation. I have to go now. Ruth Ibikunle, signing out for the week. I'll see you next week by the special grace of God. Bye for now.